We're in Simon Samach in Hilchas Kriyishma, the halachas of Kriyishma and its brachas. We're up to Sifhei, the last Sif, and we will also be doing the first two Si'ifim of the next Simon, Simon Samach Aleph. Sifhei HaKore Eshema V'lo Kiven Libo B'Pasik Rishon Shehu Shema Yisrael Lo Yotzi Yedei Chavasa. If somebody did not have Kavana in the first bracha of Kriyishma, he is not Yotze. Which Kavana are we talking about? So the kavana of being yotze the mitzvah, we learned that that's shayach in the entire mitzvah. Mitzvah tzrichas kavana, not just the first pasuk. Some say that even the mechaber is learning that the ikar mitzvah of shema is only the first pasuk, and kavana lotzeis to be mekayim the mitzvah in that pasuk will be sufficient. However, the pashtus of what the mechaber is talking about is that your kavana was knowing what you're saying. Having kavana for the meaning of the words. That kavana is only ma'akev in the first bracha, in the first pasuk of Shema and the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. The birkas of this, you have to have kavana, meaning you have to know what all the words mean, and you have to have kavana, you're concentrating to mean those words. The same thing with the pasuk of Shema Yisrael alone. For the rest of Kriya Shema and the rest of Shmoneh Esrei, if one did not realize the meaning of what he was saying, v'di'eved, according to the Shulchan Aruch, the pashas is that one is yotze. Says that the mechaber further, v'hashar im lo kiven libo, afilo hayakor b'ator o magia parshis elu ba'onis Kriya Shema yotze. Whereas the rest of Shema, even though a person was, he was just laning, or he was learning, or he was being magia, he was checking that all the letters are there in the parashias. The halacha is that he is yotze, as long as he had kavana for the first pasuk. Now this is only if he actually said all the words and pronounced them properly. Vahu shekiven liba b'pasuk rishon. The only thing that is ma'akev is the kavana in the first bracha. Once again, this is the Pirush HaMilim, and according to some, this even goes on the kavana lotzeis. Simen Samach Aleph, says the Mechaber, Yikra Kriyashma b'chavono b'eimo b'yira b'reses v'zeya. The halacha is that you're supposed to, l'chatchila, say Shema with kavona. Now what is this kavona? This means kavona, concentrating on the meaning of the words, l'chatchila, for the entire Kriyashma. The Mishnah Berurah brings down he brings in Eliyahu Rabbah, b'shem the Kolbo, b'shem the Yerushalmi, that one is supposed to have kavana in Kriya Shema for all of the Aseres HaDibros. And how is that? So he says, Hashem Elokeinu is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Hashem Echad is Lo Yiyah Lecha Elohim Acherim. The Vahavta es Hashem Elokecha is the mitzvah of Lo Sisa. An ohev does not use the name of his ohev for nothing, in vain. Beisecha is lo sachmod, your own house, mezuzos beisecha. Va'asafta degonecha, that is lo signov, although lo signov in the Aseres HaDibros is referring to kidnapping, but the concept is there. Degonecha, you only collect your sheaves and your dog on your grain, not someone else's. Va'avatem mehera is lo sirtzach. Leman Yirbu Yamechem, Kibura Ve'em, which says Leman Yirbu Yamechem. Lo Sosuru is Lo Sinaf, a Machshav of Znus. Leman Tizkaru reminds us of Zochris Yom HaShabbos Lekacho. And Ani Hashem Elokechem is Lo Sane. Be'emo V'yira, what is that? The Svarim bring down, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it, that is that one is supposed to imagine that he is giving his life al Kiddush Hashem. The Mishnah Berurah is marich here a bit. He brings the tour in the name of Rav Amram, that you're supposed to read the Shema and learn it as you're saying it, as if it is protagma chadasha. This is a new decree of the king came out, where you know that you're going to be held responsible for it, and you want to make sure you get every detail of it and every detail right, so that you should really have kavana. You should have kavana for the meaning of the words, and the real meaning of the words every time you say it, and not lose focus. Sif Beis in the Mechaber, Asher Anochi Metzavacho Hayom, Hainu Lomar B'chol Yom Yu Beinecha Kachadoshim. Hayom means today, every day it should feel new. V'lo Kami Shekvar Shomo So Harbe Pamim, not like someone who's heard it many times before, She'eno Chaviv Etzlo, that it is not something that is chaviv, it is not something that is so meaningful to him. Therefore, what you're supposed to do is read it carefully with Havonas Halev, understanding what you're saying, and not run through it quickly.